going to have Secretary Carson set up the date for him to come, Ben Carson, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. When he was up for nomination, I met with him and said, you know, I can't vote for you unless you're willing to come to East Chicago with me. And so he readily agreed, said he wanted to be here in East Chicago to see the situation on the ground, to talk to the residents. And so we expect his arrival. We are going to continue to find homes for everyone in Zone 1. That's the zone that was directly above the lead smelter. And in Zones 2 and 3, we're going to work to make sure that all of the contaminated soil is removed, that it's replaced, that everything is back to an appropriate fashion in that way, and to make sure that our residents have the quality of life they expected, where their kids can play in their yards, where they can drink water from their taps, and have the life that they thought when they bought their houses.
I know that some of the concerns that I know the residents had here, and that's why I'm glad that Secretary Carson is going to come to find out and talk more from the HUD agency standpoint, is about finding proper housing. Some residents had concerns, even though they've been getting assistance from the Cook County Housing Authority over in Illinois to find places over there. They still aren't sure that they've got the right homes that they'll feel comfortable and safe in. So I'm sure they're probably looking forward to hearing something more official from the boss at HUD.
Well, we'd rather have them home in Indiana. Mm-hmm. And home in a place that they're comfortable in, that they like, that they feel safe in. And so that's the goal, is to make sure everybody has their housing situation squared away in a way that that they like.
I understand that you're very pleased with what President Trump issued for an executive order looking into some of the issues that still exist around steel imports. Tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're a big steel manufacturer in Northwest Indiana, probably the largest in the United States. And my job is to fight for our people and our country. And China and India and other countries have been dumping steel in our nation, have been sending steel in at a lower price. And we want to fight back and make sure that that our steelmakers are on an even playing field. President Trump, with his executive order, is looking into all of this, and I support that. Look, you know, when the president does something that makes sense, count me in every single time. When it doesn't make sense, I'll pass. But when it does, I'm right there with them.
I also, too, know lately that you mentioned that about $11 million is coming back to Indiana from Washington to help address our very serious opioid crisis. Tell us a little bit about that, where the funds are coming from.
The funds are coming from the 21st Century Cures Act, which I helped sponsor and pass. And the funds are designed to help local law enforcement, help EMS, help communities throughout our state dealing with the heroin and opioid crisis, to help with treatment, to help with purchase of anti-overdose drugs, to make sure that our young people can survive this scourge. That's the whole idea.
Okay. We've always known that you have kept your eye on veterans to make sure that they are well cared for, and I understand lately there have been some efforts that you've been working on, in particular helping Gulf War veterans. Tell us about that, please.
Well, we've been able to get a Gulf War memorial site on the National Mall. We don't have the exact location, mm-hmm. but it's now been approved by the Senate and the House that there will be a memorial on the Mall. And my partner, John Bozeman, Republican from Arkansas, and I worked together on this, and we were able to get this passed through the Senate and through the House. This is going to honor all of those who fought in the Gulf Wars, all of those who lost their lives, protecting and defending our country and our friends and our allies. And it's appropriate and the right thing to do.
Well, finally, Senator Donnelly, as we speak here on Wednesday morning, we know that Congress is still working hard to come up with the extension of funding to keep the federal government going here after the deadline coming up this weekend here. And I understand that one new development, which I think has helped out, I'm sure, in probably moving the efforts along, is, some assurance from the White House that the border wall is not going to be tacked on to that particular funding. It's going to be probably brought up, what, probably 2018?
Well, we don't know, but it looks optimistic and positive for everything to get resolved this weekend, for the government to continue to be funded. And I'm a very strong supporter of making sure we have a strong border that works, that protects our nation. But, you know, in putting this wall into the middle of this discussion did not did not lend toward a good conclusion.
Let me ask about the budget that has already been just proposed, of course, that the Trump administration had put forth to the media and to the public here earlier in his camp, earlier in his administration. He had talked about making some big changes. What is the status, as far as you know, that you're likely on Capitol Hill to hear more about this budget proposal? Has been any more discussion or any more clues from the White House when that's going to be put out?
Well, I think that this budget is a non-starter for the following reasons. Mm-hmm. It strips out funding for the National Institute for Health, which is working to find a cure for cancer and diabetes and heart disease and multiple sclerosis, one of the most important things we can do. And so I didn't come to Washington to take away the money that would be used to try to find the cure for cancer. It strips money out from the Coast Guard, who is on patrol out in Florida right as we speak, right on the Gulf and through those areas, trying to get drug runners, who is on patrol in the Great Lakes to keep all of us safe as well. And so when we do common sense things in the budget, I'll support it. But when things look completely wrong and completely wrong-headed, I'll pass on those.